Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haugh on 670 The Score.
How crazy is it that the NFC North is not only the best division in the NFL, with each team having at least four wins, but it's also the most dominant? Every team in the NFC North went into Monday with a better point differential than every other team in the National Football League, with Minnesota plus minus 61, Detroit plus minus 60, the Bears plus 47, Green Bay plus 41. Look at that. Unbelievable, your take on the NFC North being the best division in football at this moment.
It's never been like that before. This is the best division through six games since realignment in 2002, the first time that all four teams have had at least four victories at this stage of the season. All of the teams are clicking. All of the windows are open. All of the opportunities are being taken advantage of. If you're the Bears, that's the bad news. You wanted somebody to come out slow. You want somebody to come back to earth. Might be the Vikings. Vikings-Lions this week is probably one of the best games in the NFL. And then the Vikings have to go to LA for a short week against the Rams on Thursday night. They are more likely, I think, than the Packers or the Lions to come back to earth. Sam Darnold can't do this forever, right? Brian Flores is pushing all the right buttons, but that defense has some holes, right? I don't know if I'm right, but you have to wonder and hope, if you're a Bears fan, that's going to be the case. I don't see the Lions coming back even after the terrible loss of Aiden Hutchinson. Jared Goff is playing at an insane level. Followed up his perfect game with 153.8 passer rating. That guy's good. Ben Johnson is amazing. They ran a hook and lateral to Penei Sewell, to a right tackle. They lateraled to him. That's creative. The Packers are the Packers. The Bears take care of business. All this stuff is very interesting. The division is the toughest in football. It's not even close, but the Bears only have to worry about the next opponent. They can't get caught up in all of this. What happens if then and then? No. Win the next Sunday and then do that again. Don't worry about the outside noise.
Great point. Don't worry about the outside noise. And the Packers are hosting the Texans, so we'll see how good. You know, the Texans are obviously a good football team. And then, as you mentioned, David, Lions at the Vikings. Both those games are in that noon window on Sunday with no Bears. You got plenty of opportunity maybe to catch a little bit of both of those games. And the worst part is that the Packers lost their quarterback for at least two games. He missed two starts, and they didn't really miss a beat. They're on pace with everybody else in the division. So you'd hope that they would have struggled a little bit more. Listen, you guys pointed this out yesterday, or a caller did, right? And we agreed. The Bears are at least not a bad team. They're beating the bad teams. So we don't know if they're just an okay team or if they're a good team quite yet. That's going to start playing out in the near future.
You know, Sam Darnold hurt his knee. I don't know how serious the knee injury is, but if he has a serious injury, that is a disaster for them. I mean, are they going to be able to do this with Nick Mullen? That he's their backup now that J.J. McCarthy's already lost for the year. So if anything happened to Sam Darnold, that's a big deal. Aiden Hutchinson went down. The best defensive player, a guy who was a favorite for the defensive player of the year, is out for the rest of the season with a broken tibia, his left tibia, that happened late in the game against Dallas. So you wonder about Detroit. We saw the Packers get through without Jordan Love, and Jordan Love appears to have been returned and back where he's at. I don't think four teams are coming out of this division. I think the Bears would need something to happen to one of their opponents where they fell apart, as much as the Bears continue to play well once they get to the division portion of the schedule. So I understand that you're looking at this thing and you're seeing four teams with a minimum of four wins, but it's the NFL. It is really early in the season. There are 1,000 things that could go wrong, and there are all sorts of things you have to navigate, and you just got to hope that that anybody can stay healthy. You hope the Bears stay healthy. You hope that they are preserved and there's nothing seriously wrong with anyone right now, and that they are coming back and they're going to be getting better as the season goes on. And then you just you look and you see, because you never know what a team's going to look like when you actually face them. This snapshot of this portion of the season, they look like they're in the best division in football. And there's no reason to believe that bad things will happen and that that won't continue. But it's a weird league, and weird things happen. And we've already seen a couple of teams that are going to be scrambling to try to get healthy. You know, the Rams never thought they'd have this year. I don't think San Francisco imagined they'd have this year. I think, you know, it's amazing what the Chiefs have gone through and how it hasn't impacted them, because the one player that they can't lose is the one player that is still healthy. So that makes them hugely dangerous. But, you know, that is the problem with a 17-game slate. That's the problem if you go to 18 games. You're just going to look different at different points in the season. And you may look completely different at the end of the year than you do at the beginning. It's the NFL.
It's the NFL.
Not for long. Mm-hmm. Mully and Haw, 312-644-6767 is the number. It's Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.